welcome to the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the realtor world. I'm Kelly, and I'm honored to be hosting a special edition of the Illinois Realtors Podcast, celebrating the achievements of women in our state association and in their communities throughout Illinois. We're celebrating Women's History Month during March, and today we're very fortunate to have four outstanding individuals who have been very active in the Realtor Association activities on the local, state, and national levels. So first, it's the Chicago Association of Realtors President, Drucy Hernandez. She has helped consumers and her fellow Realtors since 2014. She is a member of the NAR Board of Directors for large associations and committees for NAR and Illinois Realtors, and Vice President of Brokerage Services for Coldwell Banker Realty in Chicago. So welcome, Drucy.
Thank you so much. I love the opportunity to be here. Thank you.
Next is Ayn Bartow, another well-known and respected Realtor leader. She has represented the interests of Realtors on the national, state, and local levels for many years. She is the current federal political coordinator for Representative Mike Boast and the 2024 Illinois Realtor of the Year. Please welcome a longtime member of Egyptian Board of Realtors and the designated managing broker owner of All-in-One Real Estate in Harrisburg. So welcome, Ayn.
Thank goodness my first name is short, because that was a really long introduction. But thank you, Kelly. I'm very honored and humbled to be here with these other amazing women.
Next is Debbie Prodell. She has served on the NAR Board of Directors for 8 years, 4 years on the Main Street Organization Board of Directors, and the Illinois Realtors Board for the previous 6 years. With 33 years of experience in real estate, 19 with the Main Street Organization of Realtors, please welcome the Director of Risk Management and one of the owners of Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group in Sherwood. So welcome, Debbie.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here and, again, humbled to be amongst such a wonderful group of women. Thank you.
And last but certainly not least is another esteemed and accomplished realtor. She has distinguished herself by serving as an association executive for 2 years, local association president twice, a chair of numerous Illinois Realtors committees, several terms on its board of directors, and as a federal political coordinator for two congressmen, including current Representative Darren LaHood. Of course, I'm referring to Ginger Sreenan of Dickerson and Newman in Rockford. So welcome, Ginger.
Thank you for having me, Kelly. I'm just excited to be here with these wonderful women. They're quite a wonderful, esteemed colleagues here.
Well, ladies, it's my privilege to join you today. So, and to celebrate your accomplishments and to remember the accomplishments of previous female leaders. And, you know, to offer our encouragement to women in our association who will be future leaders. And so we have a lot of ground to cover, and we want to hear, you know, all the insights from you guys. My first question is for Drucy. So how have you seen the role of women in real estate evolve over the years?
I would say that I have seen the increase of women participation in real estate. Right now, NAR says that we are at 62% of the realtor community. That means that we are the majority. That was not the case many years ago, where we were not heard, not participant, not able to engage in the real estate community at this level. And look at what we've done. Not only are we a strong component of the real estate community, but now we are taking over some of the leadership. Look at the women in this room right now. We are a group of women dedicated to real estate, to the progress of real estate, the transactions and the professionalism in our industry and things that matter. And that's because we care.
Well, I think in my area specifically, and then additionally at both the state and national levels, we're seeing more of an increase in women in leadership roles. I think that in the past, even though there were a lot of women in the roles of real estate agents or real estate brokers, now we're seeing more women lead firms, more women lead local associations, more women involved in committees as not only members, but chairs and vice chairs at the state and the national level. Even most recently, we've had women in the roles at NAR, and we're looking towards increasing more women at the state level in leadership roles. So I think it's an exciting time to be a woman and be in real estate, because we do more than show pretty houses. We can lead our associations and our communities and help move real estate forward.
I would say locally is where I got my kind of feet wet in leadership. There was a wall in our local association of pictures of all of our local presidents over the past 100+ years. And it wasn't until probably the last 30 years that there was one woman joined there. And now we have 9 women photos on that wall of local presidents. And I am honored to have my picture there twice, the first woman to lead my association twice. It's also exciting that this is the first year that we have an all-woman leadership executive committee at my local association. That's a first in over 100 years history of our association, the first all-woman executive committee. I can look back on that wall of presidents, and I bet 80%, 90% of those were all men executive committees. So we've come a long way. I think we've been tapped on the shoulder. We've been asked to put our best foot forward and start getting into roles where we assume a lot of responsibility. We get a lot of more confidence, and I think we get a lot more members who see us as, yes, we are true leaders and we can do just about anything anyone else can do.
Well, I have to agree with everything that all the 3 women said, but, you know, having been in business for 33 years, I've definitely seen a change, you know, and I was involved with the local association. You were involved on committee levels, but as far as board of directors, it was more like the owners and it was a lot of males. And now, having been involved and growing, I was past president at Three Rivers in 2015, and it was really exciting because the entire leadership team was women at that time. And that was really cool. It was it was mentioned when we went to the state association events, and people were like, you have an all-woman leadership team. And it was great because we made a name for that, you know, and so we definitely have seen it change. And I've seen it change personally over the years. The same with Ginger, you know, seeing that wall of presidents and all those males up there. And it's like, okay, we started to make a trend, and I think we need to see more of that. Yeah. Go women, right? Women power.
Ginger, have you encountered any instances of gender bias or discrimination in your career? And if so, how did you respond to them?
Well, what's funny, I would say one of my first things that in real estate, and I was not even licensed at the time, we had a friend of my husband who was a realtor show us homes. And he was in the front seat with this agent, and I was in the back seat. We were looking at houses, but I was the one answering the questions. I was going to be the decision maker, and the agent didn't quite understand all that. So it was kind of an odd mix. So when I got licensed and got into the business, I made certain that, you know, whoever the decision makers were, that I would take a different tenure to that. I would bring my feminine decision making and all the things that I would look for in a home, depending on who the clients are. And so that was just kind of an odd little kickoff into my real estate career. However, I would say the more that I got involved on my local committees, I was president of our Women's Council of Realtors in 1999, and that gave me a lot of confidence, and it gave me a lot of time on committees where I was able to participate. And I think my confidence level was raised. And then those around me, I think, took more interest in what I could bring to the table. And my shoulder was tapped a couple of times and said, have you thought about, you know, going on to the board of directors? And that was by my male colleagues. So I think once you get your foot in the door, once you show your value and your confidence in what you bring to the table, I think that doors open up for everybody in that instance.
I don't know if it was so much as far as discrimination, but I do think that when I was younger and newer in the business, I always wanted to be more involved in our company, and it was a family-owned company. And at that time, my father was running the company, and I have one brother, and it was like kind of just known that he was going to be the one kind of running the company. And I just wanted to be more involved. So I decided that I was going to get my managing broker's license without him knowing it. And I can remember the day that I passed my test and I went in to visit with him. And, you know, of course he was like, what do you need? And he thought maybe I needed help with something. And all I said was, I want to be more involved in the company. And he's like, well, why don't you go get your managing broker's license? And I'm like, okay, I open up my portfolio and here's my transcript. He was so excited for me. It was like a turning point in my career because it was like, I made him proud. And yet he could see that I can do this, you know, give me a chance. And I was managing within the first year after having my license. And the very first year I had the most improved office for the year and most successful office. And it was really, really huge for me to make that turning point. And from there, the confidence grew, you know, and it was a huge turning point in my career.
I have experienced gender bias in my career. There are instances where being a woman and being Latina, I was looked at as someone who could be a clerical help and didn't know much and would never really know much. I was encouraged by people around me to learn more, to be educated in the areas that were of interest and that would make me more successful. So I made sure that I knew everything about anything in terms of the real estate transaction. I wanted to learn more about the License Act. I wanted to learn more about the computers and how to use them to the benefit of how to practice real estate and how to make things happen and be successful. So that was how I ended up wanting to be that person in the room when I walked in and you asked a question I was able to answer. I wanted to make sure that I was educated, but I had the support of other people around me that encouraged me and that gave me that opportunity and opened the doors for me.
I have had some experiences regarding gender bias in my career as a real estate broker. I feel like while I was the broker owner of my own firm and I was pretty new to real estate, not new to business in my community, but new to real estate. Sometimes it was a situation where you kind of had to prove yourself. That kind of set my course for taking courses for certifications and designations. I got my GRI pretty quickly after I became licensed as a managing broker. And I continued to take additional coursework. I became involved, you know, in committees and even going on to the board of directors in my association. I've also been president of my association twice, but I never wanted it to be just a title or just to have a position or just to be that woman on the board or that woman going through the chairs. And I always felt like sometimes, even though it wasn't said, it was implied. And I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just in that spot, but I was completing and fulfilling that role. And it always pushed me to try harder and to make sure that whatever the expectation was set, that I was able to meet and exceed that expectation. So whether the bar was real or imagined, the bias stimulated me to be better at my craft and to try to exceed and excel, not only in my personal business with my clients, but my relationships with the agents who worked in my firm and at the association, the local, state, and national association, and the different opportunities that I have had.
And Ayn, are there changes you would like to see in the future of women in real estate?
Well, again, I think the changes that I would like to see with real estate in the future is to see more women in those leadership chairs. We've had a lot of women go through the board of directors, both at the state and national level, but I would like to see more women on the presidential chair. And I think that it's coming, and there are definitely women that I know are capable of serving in this capacity. And again, I respect the fact that, you know, we're willing and able to do the work. We're knowledgeable, and women tend to work with their heart a lot of times. And sometimes that's so important. Real estate is a relationship business. And I think that there's no one better at building relationships than women, and networking and supporting and uplifting each other, and then pulling each other along the way. So I think the strength in women is what's going to make women more successful in the future, leaning on each other and pulling each other up.
I would say that I echo what Ayn has to say, in that I think it's a mentoring business as well. I think that as we move to expand our role within our local, state, and national association, that it's incumbent upon us as being leaders at the local, state, and national level to help people coming up behind us, to look for other leaders or potential leaders, and really give them a boost of confidence, tap them on the shoulder, get them involved locally, bring them to the state meetings, help them sign up to get on state committees. And then in turn, I've had several that I've pushed a little hard, maybe twisted their arms a little bit, to get them to actually sign up for national NAR committees. And they've been pleased to have been put on committees. And I think that's where all of a sudden the confidence comes in. I think if we help others come to where we are now, that it also helps us as we move forward in our own leadership, history of where we're going.
I believe that there is nothing but change ahead of us. I would love to see more leaders in roles for women in those roles as women. But more importantly, let's look at commercial real estate, where women are still trying to get through those roads, and the journey's difficult. And like other ladies have said already, how do we support each other through those hurdles, and to make sure that we support each other, that we grow together, that we open roads for other people? And I look forward for that opportunity to have women have those roles. And many women aspire to have the C-suites in real estate. How many get it? And those roles are difficult. Why can't we support each other? Why can't we work together and mentor each other, like others have said?
I think everyone has just hit on some really good points. I think we have to continue to make sure that women feel heard and have that voice. I think they need to be able to feel like they can have that seat at the table, and we have to continue to mentor them. I think Ginger mentioned mentoring. It's huge. If we don't continue to help find our replacements when we all retire, who's going to take our place? And so we have to continue to be coaching and mentoring and guiding and getting the involvement throughout at all the different association levels and within the industry. We need the women in real estate to step up and try for those executive positions, those key leadership roles, even within their companies, not just at the association level. It's important for the future of our industry. And I think, like Ayn said too, from a women's perspective, you're going to get a whole different view than you would from a male. And you know, we have that motherly instinct. I think this is what it is. And we like to listen, and we like to, you know, take that information that we gain and take it back and do something with it. So yes, I definitely think we need to continue to see the change happen.
And this next question we have for you guys, I think you guys have all, you know, kind of mentioned already, but Ayn, how can women in real estate support and uplift each other?
Well, I think women in real estate can continue to support and uplift each other just by being ourselves, being open and honest with each other, making sure that we complement as well as critique each other. Sometimes women are their own worst critics, and we feel maybe that we're the imposter syndrome, maybe that we're not good enough or we're not able to achieve things that we should be able to achieve. So I think that we have a responsibility to help each other. And sometimes women aren't good about asking for help because in the roles that we serve in our own families, whether that be daughter, sister, mother, you know, that we usually generally have a caretaker role towards others. So sometimes we're not really good at accepting that when someone's trying to take care of us. So we need to be willing to serve and help and encourage other women. And we need to be open to accepting help and encouragement from those who are surrounded us.
So how do I feel that women can in real estate can uplift and support each other? Again, encouraging them to grow, encourage our peers to be involved, get involved, become a servant leader. I think it's important that everyone on this call is obviously a servant leader. We're not just females, we're servant leaders as well. And we've gotten to where we're at because of our involvement. We're not only successful businesswomen, but we're involved and we give back and we enjoy giving back, whether it's at the state, the local, or the national level. I really feel that women support and uplift each other, and it fosters a sense of empowerment. It really does. Sharing our knowledge and our experiences and our resources with our peers, it helps the other women gain confidence right alongside of us and feel as though they can do what we are doing.
There is a way that women can support and uplift each other. We are very good at real estate because we have qualities that make us unique. We have empathy. We're great problem solvers. We are all these things that make us more successful. That means that together, we are very powerful and we can do anything if we unite. We have a common goal of having women being lifted into these areas and opportunities and positions. If we support each other, help each other grow, and just be together in a unified way, we can be so much more. And I look forward to having our names in lights as women in the industry, because together we can accomplish a lot.
I think back to one of my first mentors, who was Terry Hall. She was our association executive. She'd been with our association by the time she retired over 25 years. Just an icon in the industry, so well known throughout the state and nationally for all that she had done for our association, really put us on the map. And when she came to me and said, "Ginger, have you ever thought of doing this or doing that or joining a committee or putting your name in to be on the board? Or, hey, why haven't you thought about, you know, going up to chairs and being president?" I was astounded. I thought she sees qualities in me that maybe I don't see for myself. As Ina had said, kind of that imposter syndrome. But once I got involved, I tend to be, and most people know this, very outspoken. I feel that if I'm going to sit on a committee, if I'm going to chair a committee, if I'm going to be on a board, I'm going to ask questions. So one of my first times on the Illinois Realtors Board of Directors, when a question popped up and I thought, okay, am I actually going to slide one of those microphones in front of me and turn on the light and speak in front of all of my peers and all the people that are just, you know, so well known around the state, and little old Ginger is going to ask a question or I'm going to put in my opinion. And I did it. And I thought, you know, that's why I'm here. I'm here representing others. I'm here to, as I say about the Hamilton play, I'm in the room where it happens. And so I have to be one of those that make it happen, voice my opinion, give my expertise on subjects. Even at our last board meeting, Matt Silver had asked for input on a matter. And it's like, hello, slide the microphone over and I'll tell you what my thoughts are, because that's what we're there for. But I think the more we do that, the more confidence we have. I think the more we're able to help other women kind of see it's not that scary. They can do it too.
Debbie, what advice would you give other women looking to pursue a career in real estate?
The advice that I would give to other women looking to pursue a career in real estate would be that to find your mentor, find the person that you trust to guide you, and get involved. Get involved. And when I say get involved, I think they have to get involved, obviously through the associations, but also in your community. And the friendships that you gain from being involved will give you so much more and give back to you. I think that that is how you're going to build and grow your business. You're going to gain knowledge from those people that you're involved with, but you also will enjoy the involvement at the association level. I know myself, once I got involved, I wanted more, you know, and then you get into leadership at the local and you want more. So you get involved at the Illinois Realtors and then you want more. So you're involved at national. All of that helps you bring more value to your business and the friendships and the referral base that you get. I mean, I know every one of these women can say the same thing. When you get involved and you go to the events, it's like a family outside of a family. And creating that and having that feel means so much that I don't know. I got in the business when I was young and I was a single mom. No matter whether you were a single mom or you're a grandma or you're raising children, it's a career for anyone. And I think that that's the important thing about real estate, is anyone can do it if they really put their mind to it.
Well, I'm always out on the hunt for people that I think would be wonderful in this business. I serve on the board of directors for REEF, and I've chaired the scholarship committee where we have minority scholarships to give away for those that want to take their real estate licensing exam. And so I actually was in a resale carpenter's place, resale short store. And there was a woman who saw my realtor name badge and said, "Oh, you're a realtor. I've always thought about getting into real estate." And so that's my first opportunity to talk about what's available, money's available to take their classes, to get licensed and make it a career move, to really move upwards as a career from what they're doing. So I'm always kind of on the hunt for that. And it just takes somebody to believe in you, that you can do it. I got into this business thinking I could dabble a little bit with kids at home and kind of set my own schedule, work when I want to work. And I was very quickly found out that wasn't the case. It's 24/7. You're busy all the time, but it's a career that's wonderful for women. And the pay is equal if you're showing a property. It's something that we already have that equal playing field with men as a real estate broker. So why not encourage other women to really maybe pick themselves up, take the class and get involved, and then try to connect them with wonderful mentors for whatever company that they end up with.
Kind of dovetails on some of the things that Debbie and Ginger said. Definitely, you need a good mentor. You need someone who is in the business, who can help guide you and encourage you. Networking is super important. In my own journey, being from the southernmost part of the state of Illinois, it was really important to me right away to get involved in my local association and then in the state and national association, because to take additional classes beyond just what was required every year, to network with other agents and to go to meetings and training outside of your normal scope of business or your normal area, geographical area, was important, because it gives you the opportunity to learn and grow from people who maybe don't find that those are the people that you're running with or you're engaged in business with every day. I think it helps you to grow just a bit more when you reach outside your normal circle of business. So I would say to someone, make sure that not only just to get a mentor, to make sure that you take classes and you attend meetings, volunteer. I think my volunteer service in the realtor organizations, all three levels, has really to help expand my career and my knowledge and my ability to perform and serve. I think Debbie said earlier, you know, we are all servant leaders here on this call today. I think that involvement, that level of involvement, definitely pushes that bar higher and helps us to achieve more. And so I would definitely encourage anyone looking to settle in real estate for a career to follow those paths.
If you enjoy the work that it takes to be a real estate broker, to first of all, the education, but then surround yourself with the people who support your dream of becoming that agent. Find a mentor, just like other ladies here have mentioned, because that mentor is going to give you all the guidance and support you might need, but also other people will support you and guide you and give you that kick in the butt when you need it. Because knocking on doors, making calls, and doing everything takes perseverance, and you have to endure. So don't give up. It is a great reward at the end when you have your first closing and you get that smile of your buyers or your sellers who are so excited to have had that transaction happen and you made it happen. Look forward to that day and don't give up the dream.
Well, ladies, I've loved, you know, talking to you today. I could talk to you probably all day. I love listening to what you guys have to say and your advice. And I can tell that you guys are truly passionate about what you do and passionate to give back. And so I want to thank you guys for stopping by. You know, thank you, Ayn. Thank you, Ginger. Thank you, Debbie. And thank you, Drusy.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It was
much.
Great to spend the afternoon with you ladies.
Nice seeing all of you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the latest Illinois Realtors Weekly podcast. As always, give us a rating or review on your podcast app of choice. And if you want any more content, simply search for Illinois Realtors on your favorite social media app. We'll see you next week.